Sinabi ni Andrew at Renata Caldor na ang kanilang minana ay nagturo sa kanila upang maging mabait sa ibang tao.
My empathy towards people and my tolerance towards people has come from my background.
Well, Dad always used to say to me, put yourself in that person's shoes. You've got to understand what that person is going through before you say anything critical about them.
Kagaya ng ibang refugeeng tumakas sa silangang Europa pagkatapos ng pangmundong digmaang pangalawa, nauunawaan nila ang pangangailangan ng ibang tao.
Very soon after my parents settled, they took in another family from Hungary who managed to escape. After the revolution in Hungary, various grandparents came out as well. And then my parents took in another lady who escaped. So we had a very, very full household growing up, which was great.
My mother would not say no to a traveling salesman if someone came to the door. If anybody needed money, we were very much Salvation Army. Every time we would give money to people that were poorer than us. And I think that has sort of influenced the way we live, the way our children live, not to forget where you came from, not to forget your humanity towards others.
Kaya naman, naramdaman nila na ito ang kanilang panawagan upang makatulong sa pagtatayo ng University of New South Wales, Andrew and Renata Caldor Center for Refugee Law.
There was so much misinformation. I mean, basic facts, the numbers of people, where they were coming from, what the cost was, that we felt if under the aegis of an authority like the University of New South Wales, we could establish an institution that was fact-based, that could be a source for journalists, politicians and so on, to be able to calmly and objectively discuss.
And apolitically, discuss.
This was a terrific idea. We helped support it.
Ngayon, nagmamalaki silang matawag na Australiano at nagsabing ang kanilang karanasan bilang refugee ay isang malaking bahagi ng kanilang pagiging Australiano.
I think it's indivisible from who you are. You can't separate it. You are the sum of all your experiences in somewhere or other. And I'm grateful for my heritage because I think it's made my life richer and it's something that we're trying to pass on to our children and grandchildren.
It's part of who you are and what you are, and it's your makeup, it's your genetic, it's your emotional, it's your physical.
Ang tatlong bahaging DNA Nation ay mapapanood sa SBS sa Linggo, 20 ng Mayo, sa ganap na 8:00 ng gabi at pagkatapos ay sa SBS On Demand.